Some people obviously have a sense of humour, and I mean, the fact that 1.5 million people have clicked into it and obviously have enjoyed it. I mean,
well, Anthony,
I don't question. Mm-hmm. I don't question their right to like it or not to like it.
They're laughing at Limerick. They're laughing at the lampooning.
They're laughing at the way this aspect of Limerick is being lampooned. The way this aspect of Limerick is being presented in the national media is being lampooned by these two lads. That's exactly what they're laughing at, Anthony. And I meet them all the time.
It doesn't come off.
It doesn't come off the left.
In fairness, I think you were caught in the half because you couldn't even tell Joe there what yokes were.
Well, look, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter what they are, Anthony. And if they are,
if they are, will he have it simply reflecting reality on the ground?
It's simply reflecting reality, not just in Limerick, but in every town and city in the country.
Do you find it hilariously funny, as you said?
Well, I find it funny, Anthony. And you know what I really think? Is that, you know, rather than putting your head in the ground and pretending that none of this sort of stuff is happening, I think you say, Anthony, that it's damaging the reputation of Limerick. I think the reputation of Limerick would be damaged far, far more if we were put across as a sort of a dour, humorous people who don't even have the capacity to laugh.
Well, if this is all we can find to send out there, the humorous, we're in an office, but it's not all we can find, Anthony.
You should be promoting now that you've got your chance in the national airway.
Okay, Willie, I know, it's brilliant. You should be ringing Joe Duffy talking about those things and focusing on the negative.
Well,
in fairness, now there is a campaign to get this, and everyone's getting an awful lot of publicity. And Anthony contacted me, he's well entitled to make his point. Did you look at the lyrics, Willie O'D?
I did.
And it has the Paul Gogarty phrase, F U.
Indeed, very much so.
And you use it the way Paul Gogarty used it, F U. Honda Civics, FU Subaru, FU Mitsubishi, it's effing true, and then FU again, the whole list. It also says...
It's very crude, it's entirely
true. And even he looks like Billy Piper after a half an ounce of Coke. I mean, everyone... I presume knows that Coke is harmful and should be totally condemned.
Well, of course they do, Joe. I mean, the first hit and the first record made by that particular group was about my good self, and I was remorselessly lampooned, and I didn't get up on my high horse or go ringing you or certain making all sorts of protests. I laughed at the thing because it was funny, and I mean to say, you know, we have to have the capacity to laugh at ourselves in the face of reality. And if these guys go to number one, it's toilet humour. It's crude, obviously. It's crude. It's like Brendan O'Connor, who people can like or dislike depending on their particular taste.
I think it makes up a Brendan O'Carroll, eh?
Brendan O'Carroll, my apologies. People can like or dislike according to their taste. It is crude. It's I suppose, toilet humour, you describe it as. But sometimes people use that form of humour to make a deeper point.
Okay, Bridget Kerwin. What's that? Oh, this is a Willie O'D rap, sorry.
Now here's a little story all about how my life got flipped on the upside down. It was a Saturday, and I was walking around home. The sky was black and blue. The wind fell down, I was poor. There was nothing to do, made of pure decay back, not a bag of clothes. So I sat down, picked up a couple of scrolls, and I flicked them at a car, and then looked at my shoes. They were dirty, said about too toasty. On my watch, and I was locked as far as I'm like hot. So I looked across the road, and what do I see? It's Willie O'D, he's walking over for me. Man, Willie O'D, what can you do for me? How you gonna give me
high? Sure, that's an anthem to Willie O'D, is it, Willie?
You pay the best part of it, I think, you know.
Well, does it say F.U. Willie O'D in it?
You didn't. Well, it says it portrays me as selling hash. And
it is, Willie. They're laughing at you, Willie.
Swearing in my tash that it's good hash. Well, they can laugh at me.
They're laughing at you. I mean, in fairness, you were voted in as the Minister of the Government.
I can laugh at myself. Well, maybe the fact that I have a sense of humour helped me to be voted in as a
leader.
I can laugh at myself.
Well, fair play to you, Willie.
A million and a half people have clicked on it. That's what I don't like, Willie. They can laugh at you for all they want. They're not laughing at Limerick.
Bridget, the lyrics are there up on the website. Stay there for a second. Horse outside is Bridget Kerwin, Kyle there in Galway. Bridget.
Hello, Joe. How are you?
You've seen the lyrics of...
I have. My sons, aged 14 and 15, were watching it on YouTube the other night, and they called me over to watch it. And I have to say, I'm in full agreement with that first man who came on. Who thinks it's absolutely crude, not only...
Yeah, well, Willie O'D says, get a sense of humour.
Well, Willie O'Dea has himself said that it's a toilet sense of humour, so if that's his sense of humour, that's fine, let him keep it to himself. If that's reflecting reality, maybe it is in certain